Well, we've come off really, really pleased, brothers. I know that sounds funny given the state of the game. I mean, 550 or whatever it was they scored. I mean, that's, you know, that's a big, big score and a lot of runs. But to go out there in that session and what a partnership Brett and Darryl put on there for us, I mean, it's given us a real glimpse of what we can do if we apply ourselves and maybe take something from this game because, you know, obviously it looks on the surface that we're way behind the game. But, you know, when you go out there after 150 overs in the dirt and put in a little partnership like that and see off what was probably one of the more hostile spells of opening bowling I've seen in some time, like they did, we come off thinking it was a pretty reasonable day in the end for us.
Yeah. We were saying, actually, a lot of short-pitch bowling. I mean, your guys did it this morning to a certain extent, and Sussex are doing it in this later session.
Yeah, I mean, I think our initial plan was to do it because not much else had worked, to be honest. And we're a little bit surprised that they went down that road with the new ball, because obviously that's the best time to bowl on this wicket with the new ball. So maybe by doing that, it took a little bit of the hardness out of the ball and made batting that a little bit easier towards the end of that partnership. So, you know, as long as we get ourselves back in tomorrow morning, particularly Darryl and Brett, we're hopeful of, you know, putting up a big first innings score ourselves.
It's a funny thing, isn't it, form in cricket, as you all know, and Darryl's in that purple patch now. Mm. Got dropped at slip, and you look at his scores, and just he's struggling to get out.
Yeah, no, he looks in great nick, probably as good as I've seen for a few years, and you can tell that too by when you're throwing balls at him in the morning in the nets in preparation. He just hits the ball clean, his feet are moving well. He's just in a really, really good place. You know, confidence is everything, isn't it, in sport, and he's got plenty of that at the moment. And then I thought Brett's innings tonight was fantastic. It wasn't his usual sort of flowing innings, but it was gritty, it was tough. And he was a great foil for Darryl, and again, I just can't say how good that partnership was. It was brilliant.
What about the pitch? Is it going to go, or is it going to stop doing anything unusual at the moment?
No, it doesn't seem to. I did wonder towards the end of our innings with the ball that one or two from the C end looked like they stayed down a little bit. But I have to say, at the moment, it hasn't got too many gremlins in it. Hopefully, it does hold together. You know, for the most part, it's actually been a pretty good surface. So. You know, I'm not expecting anything tomorrow, but, you know, another day of sunshine, who knows what it might do day four. But at this stage, we're just hoping for a good day out there tomorrow.